Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Great People TV with me, Ben Ibrahim. And today, we're talking about smart connectivity lighting. Yes, a very interesting product and topic, and how that can improve the environment and the impact on the environment. Well, I can't help answer that, well, topic or question, but one person who can is the product manager of Signify. That's Mr. Suraf Biswas. Suraf, it's great to have you on Great People TV. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Great to be here. Thank you for having me here in the show. Thank you.
It's a pleasure indeed. Now, sir, I have to ask you a very, very technical question to just get going. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I didn't have anything.
You didn't have anything?
I didn't have anything. Yes, I'm trying the intermittent fasting route. So I'm seeing how long I can fast. So today, sorry to disappoint you, no breakfast for me.
No, but that's called smart connectivity, because if you want to connect smartly, you got to make the sacrifices. So that's part of cleansing, as they say. But all jokes aside, Suraf, let's talk about the topic. Let's talk about smart connectivity lighting. Suraf, great to have you with us. And like I said, today we're talking about smart connectivity lighting and the impact on the environment. In the most simplistic terms possible, could you explain to us about the topic smart connectivity lighting?
Yes, definitely. I mean, this is very close to our heart, but I'm confused. What is smart? What is connected? Lighting, we all know, is to light up a bulb, right? But what can we do more than with the bulb, right? We can bring in a bit of smartness in it. Can it turn on and off on its own? Can it sync with the sunlight? Can it do more than just light up, right? So that is where the smart part of it. And the connected part of it, we live in a connected world. So how about you connecting the light with your mobile phone? You are able to control with it. You connecting the light with the voice, Google Home or Apple Siri or Amazon Alexa. That is the connected part of it. So Viz, as I'm wearing the shirt, is a brand which we are on a mission to do it in a much more affordable fashion for our consumers, where they can do more with the simple lighting. And today I would really like to explain what are the different possibilities that they have with the smart connected lighting offering.
No, fantastic. And that's a great name, Wiz, like from the word wizard. But before we go to Wiz, let's talk about smart connectivity lighting in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. How have Malaysians adopted to the topic and the idea of smart connectivity lighting?
Oh, they are. It's been a phenomenal journey for Malaysian. I mean, when we were doing kind of a brainstorming, and we saw it is not only about lighting as such, but smart connected. It's a part of the larger IoT system. So our government has already having the intent of Industry 4.0. Right. So there is a projection that this whole smart home thing can be more than 200 million. And it's a very big value. So the crux of it is that Malaysian homes, Malaysian consumers are really looking forward to doing things more smartly. It's a part of lighting, whether it's a part of smart lock, whether it's a part of, let's say, smart security cameras. We come into the portion of the lighting part of it, where we are connected with the overall a smart ecosystem. So Malaysia is definitely on the forefront of it.
Sounds extremely amazing and very, very innovative. So tell us about how Wiz connects all the dots.
Exactly. So this is a very simple system. Every one of us has a Wi-Fi router at home. So what we are trying to do is making this whole smart connected proposition very easy for users or consumers to start adopting. So they can buy as low as one bulb, and they can connect it to the Wi-Fi router that they already have, download an app, which is the Wiz app, install it, and they can start enjoying the smartness feature of the lighting that they have.
Amazing. Now, could you share with us some of the key importance of smart connected lighting and how it can really benefit the environment?
That's a very interesting angle. In fact, at Signify, we are proud to say that sustainability is one of the core pillars, and we have already achieved carbon neutrality by 2020. So it is much ahead of what we planned for ourselves, right? Now, sustainability or environment benefit, there are various angles to it. Now, lighting, one of the biggest advantage of lighting and moving to LED is that the energy consumption is much lower compared to old conventional lighting. But with smart connected, we are taking it one step further. It's not only about the energy efficiency of that particular light, but what we are bringing in the angle that when you don't need the light, can it be smart enough to detect the presence or non-presence of a human being and switch it off itself? So in this particular viz, for example, we have sensors, right, which can connect to the light. And if in a home, there is already sunlight coming in, or in a corridor where there is no movement, you don't need to have the light on for a longer period of time. Also, at night, you may not need the light at full brightness, which means you are taking energy, which is 100%. If it, you don't need, you dim it down to, let's say, 20% or 30%, you're only consuming 20 or 30% of the energy. So all in all, we are making it possible for every individual to start saving energy. On top of it, the whole energy part of it, it's already built in the app. So any consumer can also go in the app and see how much energy they consumed by switching on that light. So that also gives them that awareness. So all in all, what Wiz is doing is they're taking the whole LED efficiency to a very next level, where we are making or bringing in the smartness to not use where it is not required and only use it when it's required.
Well, I really like that smart. You know, you all are really, yeah, really trying to make this really specific, measurable and relevant to the people, not just of Malaysia, but the globe as well. Look, we're really, really warming up here. But in terms of the industry, what are the current trends that you are seeing right now for smart connectivity lighting?
So industry is going through a huge transformation, right? One of the things that industry, we are bringing in the lighting part of it. But as I said, the smart home is a concept much beyond than lighting, right? So there are different players. Some are working for smart blinds, some are working on the smart security cameras, and so on and so forth. So one of the very cutting edge discussion that is happening on industry is how can all these companies come together and have an alliance, have a standard where all the backend technology, backend coding that each of the companies are doing. So to put it simply, it's a language that each companies have developed for their product. Now, what industry is going forward is to bring this language in a common platform. And that is what is called as Matter. Matter is an alliance where all the big companies, whether Apple, Google, Samsung, Signify, we are part of it. And the industry is trying to develop a standards where each of the products can talk to each other seamlessly. I think that's where the real benefit to consumers are, where it's not only about light, but if there is a light, how can they connect it to the blinds, smart blinds in the future, where if the blinds are open, lights can switch off automatically, right? So a lot of work is being done on this regard. I would say industry is still at a nascent stage where they are trying to figure out what is going on, what will appeal to consumers. But the most exciting part is that the consumer acceptance is moving so fast. So it is also a good incentive for all the industry players to really devote resources in the R&D of this this aspect. It's a very exciting stage now.
100%. I couldn't agree with you more, because it must be very exciting and nice to be in your situation, because you're starting something new, something innovative, and the only way forward is connectivity. So that's the best part. On that note, could you tell us about, I don't want to sound like a management consultant or anything like that, because I'm not, but could you tell us maybe the roadmap and the strategy for the consumer in terms of Wiz? Because one phrase that is often used in business is the product life cycle. So what is the product life cycle of Wiz, and how it will mature? And how we will mature in terms of a long-term strategy for the consumers.
Right. So In terms of product, I mean, what we are at this moment is really moving or trying to move consumers from a dumb LED solution to a smart LED solution where they can do so much more with the lighting, right? So in terms of product lifecycle, it is not so much about the product specific, but it is more about what are the applications or what a consumer can do with that product. I think that's where the focus is, and that's where the interest or consumer acceptance will come in. So just to give you an example, you touched upon the environment, right? But there is a very core angle of human well-being. And there is something called as circadian rhythm, where our body clock, so there is an inherent body clock, which is attuned to how the sun rises and sun sets. Now, because of pandemic and even otherwise, more and more people are staying indoors, right? Now, lighting, Wills, is never a substitute for sun, right? We cannot say that. But if you are staying indoor most of your time, how can we make it easier for you to follow that rhythm that is outside sun? So there is a feature in Wills which called rhythms, which if you switch it on, the light will automatically switch on when the sunrise happens, change the color slowly. By the time evening happens, it takes a form of a light which is a kind of sunset hue, orangish reddish hue. And by night, it slowly dims you down to prepare your body to really calm down so that you really get a good sleep. Now, I'm not answering your direct product lifecycle topic, but I'm trying to answer it from a slightly different angle.
Perfect.
Is that the whole smart connected is not about the bulb itself, because a LED bulb can last for 5 years. But once a consumer has this LED bulb, the beauty is what features that they get today, and as Wills app kind of evolves, what are the different features are possible tomorrow? And that is where what I spoke about, the Matter integration, will come in future. Very handy, where things will start get connected within the company and even within other brands. And that's where it is very individual specific what they want to do or what they want to achieve out of this Wills or smart connected, any smart connected lighting for that matter.
Well, it's been a very, very interesting conversation about Wills, about smart connectivity lighting, and the impact on our environment right here, Sora. But one final question I'd like to ask you. Tell us about the people wearing the Wills shirt. What are they like? Why are they so excited about lighting and connectivity? What drives them? What's their passion to make everybody more connected?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I'm proudly wearing the Wills shirt, and it's a testimony that we are loving what we are doing. And it's not about, as you said, it's not about there is business and there is profit and all those things are fine. But it's a joy that we are able to bring something totally new to the Malaysian homes, right? And it's, I would say for smart connected lighting, you need to see it, to believe it, you need to experience it. So when someone who is really tired, and when they come home and they switch on the light and they take a remote and they press a button, and suddenly the whole room goes cozy with some light pink, some light blue, and it creates a romantic environment where they can enjoy a good meal with their family. And by the time it's night, it's already dimming it down to prepare them for a good night of sleep. Now that's the well-being part we are able to impart to our consumers, right? I mean, in today's world where there are so much of difficulties around us, that small moment of joy that we are able to bring via this smart connected proposition, I think that's what drives us most. And everything, there is a technology behind it. So there is a lot of hard work, there is a lot of coding and all those things. But when it comes to application, when they use it, and when they use it and when they love it. So if you go to our app store, you will see very great reviews about the Wills app. So consumers are really liking it and loving it. And so that's what drives us most. those smiles that we get after consumers really get the benefit out of it.
Well, you're making me smiling already. I'm really, really excited about this. And forgive me for the stereotype. Are you a trained electrical engineer?
I started my life with electronics and communication engineering.
Okay. I can usually tell. Well, you are the most passionate and energetic and most connected computer electronics person I've ever met digitally and, you know, physically, because you have explained that so well that even a layman like me can understand it. And if someone like myself can understand it, I'm very, very confident our viewers of Great People TV can understand it about this very, very interesting topic of smart connectivity, lighting, and how your company, Signify, is trying to make a significant difference out there. And I tell you this, Saurabh, no joke, I think you're going to make us all really, really look at the light bulb in a very different way today. When we turn it on, we're going to say, do I need a whiz? Okay, do I need wizard thinking? So thank you very much for changing our thinking. And I'm very, very confident you've changed the conversation of how lighting will be. And please tell us about your development of that strategy and operation and trends. It's a very interesting topic because everybody needs smart connectivity lighting and everybody needs that very, very significant reliance of something so simplistic and safe. So on behalf of Great People TV, Saurabh, thank you for being with us. And until the next time we meet right here on Great People TV. Take care, yeah? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.